And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're previewing the Day of Remembrance ceremony that will be taking place at Manhattan City Park this Friday. And Dave Lewis joins us here. Dave, you had a chance to sit down with the featured speaker.
Well, I also sat down with Lori and that Ronnie Grice guy. But we did a podcast. I do these podcasts for the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. And Lori had arranged an opportunity to interview retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert Darling. And it is available on the GMCF podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. It's a very insightful interview. I think it's one of the best interviews I've conducted in some time. But we talked about a lot of different things, the impact emotionally. But I thought what was interesting is to get, for our listeners and those that are attending the ceremony on Friday night, to get a glimpse at to what the position that Colonel Darling was in on September 11th. Now, he's a former Marine. He was one of the helicopter pilots for President Bill Clinton back, you know, obviously when he was in office. And then he got involved in a lot of work within the White House as a Marine. And here is that interview with Lieutenant Colonel Robert Darling. Just a portion, about 2.5 minutes worth of him saying where he was on that day.
Soon after that, I went to work for the White House Military Office in the Airlift Operations Department. And that's where I supported the National Command Authority, if you will, and the National Security Advisor on 9/11/2001 from underground at the White House.
Well, tell us a little bit about that scene. I'm sure that there was, you know, a tremendous technical perspective, but I think probably, you know, the tactical aspect may be somewhat underwhelmed by the emotional perspective of everybody that was in the bunker on that day.
Yeah, it was really a life-changing moment, an incredible moment for American history. We evacuated the White House after the Pentagon was struck at 9:37. We evacuated the White House at 9:45. Literally the second time in history our White House was evacuated. The first time was during the War of 1812 when Dolly Madison was running out the back door with a print of George Washington. And all of a sudden now we're evacuating the White House for the second time. I responded underground to the President's Emergency Operations Center. It's the bunker under the White House. We're allowed to talk about it. I just can't tell you how to get there, how thick the walls are, or you know how deep underground it is. But it's there. It's a hardened facility. It's designed back in the late 50s, early 1960s, as a safe place to take the first family in times of national tragedy or emergency. And on 9/11, we responded down to the bunker complex. I immediately walked in and got really recruited to be between Vice President Cheney and the National Military Command Center over at the Pentagon as America, you know, got back up on its feet and started to respond to the attacks of 9/11.
Were the other members of the Bush family there or in a separate area to be protected?
As you know, President Bush was in the Sarasota, Florida Elementary School. First Lady Laura Bush was in Washington, D.C. I think she ended up at the FBI headquarters for a period of time. But underground there, Vice President Cheney's wife, her name Lynn Cheney, was down there right beside him as all this was unfolding, as he was making critical decisions to defend America. I was really moved by the fact that she stood right next to him, propping him up, whispering to him, telling him, you're doing the right thing, you know, stay in there. It was pretty emotional for him. You know, when you start ordering to take planes out of the sky to save more lives on the ground, it was nice to see his wife right there at his side to help him, you know, get through those emotional decisions.
Wow, that is some powerful stuff. That is hard for most of us to fathom, you know, just kind of what that must have been like.
Yeah, I've spoken to him several times on the phone, and he's just super excited to get here. He is actually the guest speaker in New York tomorrow evening, and he rented a private jet to bring him to Manhattan. So the poor guy gets here about 3:30 a.m. and we've got a breakfast that morning. But he's just super excited about coming here. And interestingly enough, he'll meet with K-State President Richard Myers, General Myers. General Myers was actually at the Pentagon, and he was, and Lieutenant Colonel was at the White House when this all happened. And so, you know, it's just it's interesting to see how many people from here locally were involved with that event that day. So, but you know, he sent me some books, and I do have one for Dave. I wanted to give that to him as a thank you for everything that you've done to help promote this. K-Man, we couldn't have done this without you. Really appreciate all
you
your
kindly.
Help so that we can get the word out and let people know about
don't
it.
Don't let Ronnie Grice touch my book.
And like I said, we'll have
I don't want his autograph
so
in that
if he
book.
Wants to, we have those.
I don't want his autograph in the book.
You don't need to autograph that one.
Ronnie does not need to autograph the book.
But
he can autograph his own book.
Like I said, the public events begin at 5 p.m. Friday evening, and we will have some King's Cotton Candy, and we have a food truck from Emporia that will be joining us. And so, like I said, it's a way we want to keep this. It's part of our history. And, you know, our tagline, never forget, that's one thing we shouldn't forget, and remembering what happened there, we should think about that every day with all of those that are here locally doing everything that they're doing to protect us.
Well, Sue, I should probably ask you, what was your memory of that day?
I was actually at work on Fort Riley, and one of the girls on the help desk happened to have her computer on CNN News. So we heard right away about the first tower getting hit, and we all watched the second tower. It was a very quiet day. All of a sudden, all the leaders were together. Our director was in the air and got grounded in Ohio. Someone had to jump in a car and go get him. And our boss got us all together at the end of the day and said he didn't know what tomorrow held. And keep in mind, those kids at the gates with the big guns were as scared as everybody else. So he said, don't be stupid, just go home. Just, you know, do not pass go. Go home and we'll figure this out. But it was not a fun day.
No, not by any means. That's, I think there's just a lot of uncertainty. You know, kind of like we've seen here with COVID, you know, a lot of uncertainty, especially early on in April last year. I think that was maybe the closest I can remember coming back to the 9/11 memory, but my goodness, nothing I think will ever compare to that.
I hope not.
Yeah. And I do want to point out, too, just prior to the ceremony starting at 7, we're going to do an honor walk. So all of our first responders and our Fort Riley, we will have them do an honor walk around and in front of the band shell to their reserved area. And so it's a way to thank those that we have. Super excited by all the people that have called and wanted to help volunteer that evening. Just like I said, it warms my heart. I mean, it took volunteers to help 20 years ago, and the people that still want to help in our community, and we're just very blessed to have people here with a kind heart. You know, we have over 1,100 volunteers enrolled in our Flint Hills Volunteer Center, so we're a very active organization. But it's just interesting that we have so many. I think we have a retired veteran that's been with me for over 28 years volunteering, and so you think about those that served our country are still serving today. So they serve their country, they're serving our community today. And so we just need to honor them and thank them for what they're doing.
Absolutely. Family night at City Park begins at 5 o'clock. The remembrance ceremony is at 7, again with Lieutenant Colonel Robert J. Darling, the featured special guest. Well, I really appreciate all three of you being here today. Lori Bishop, Sue Simmons, and Ronnie Grice, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.